Wet winter, soggy spring. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. It looked a little bit touch and go towards the end of January in Idaho in terms of the amount of water that we were receiving, but a late February gush of snow and rain may mean fields that are soaked for spring planting. And a wet spring brings worry of fungus issues with crops. Matt Malone of BASF says farmers should be considering fungicide options now rather than waiting until the last minute.
One of the biggest misconceptions about the fungicide market today is the dexterity that we may have, or the flexibility that we would have relative to what we see in the herbicide market. In often cases, if we've made a mistake with our preventative control in the herbicide world, we have the option to go back and clean up our problems. The fungicide market doesn't really present any of those options. So keeping an eye on what the environment is doing, is it fostering the opportunity for disease development, fungal pathogen development, and are we putting a plan in place now, so that if those conditions continue to favor disease development, are we going to be able to react in a timely fashion to get that problem suppressed before we see the actual problem manifest itself in our crop?
Which brings to mind the old idiom, don't put off till tomorrow what you can, well, actually make it must, think about doing today.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.